Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the last day of 2012. I trust you had a wonderful Christmas and you're ready with your New Year's resolutions and ready to set all your goals in action for 2013. It gives me great pleasure. Welcome to the call this morning, the man who's going to party like it's 1999, Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Now, isn't that a line from the Prince song?
Absolutely.
My gosh. It really dates us, you know.
Well, that's in our hair. That was in my hair days.
That were in your hair days. Oh my gosh, I can't. You know what? I just cannot get that visual.
Yeah, me
You'll
either.
You have to send me a picture.
I will.
Well, you know, folks, it is it. This is the last Rain Mastery phone call for 2012. It's hard to imagine that just about a year ago, we started these calls, Russell and I, as we sat with Don and realized that leadership development and real estate leadership was an absolute must when it came to the game of generating real estate results. We knew that the psychology of performance, we knew that producing results, we knew that getting ahead and getting off our arses was all so important, more now than ever before. We know that it's been a daunting task to be in the game called real estate. We know it's the right place. We know we're learning the right stuff. But we know that the one thing that's been missing is someone to nudge you, someone to push you, someone to remind you of how great life can be. And no matter how perfect your Belize is, and no matter how crystal clear it is for you and your family and your loved ones, it takes someone to stand for you, to say, hey, you can do it, and we are with you. And that's the reason why when we came up with the mantra that will be way more galvanized into our culture, into the 2013 calendar year, is that RAIN takes a stand for the fact that we believe every Canadian deserves financial certainty, and we believe in you. We believe that financial certainty is everyone's right in this country and in this world through real estate. Understanding it, educating themselves about it, embracing analysis and research, aligning with great professionals, learning from those who are doing it already, and going on and doing it yourself. And so on this epic call, on this last 2012 conversation about your personal self and real estate mastery, I would like to discuss and share with you my conversation on what a New Year resolution is to mean, what a New Year real estate resolution is to represent. Now, I cannot get into it without, in fact, discussing and defining what a resolution even is. And if you were to look at the Oxford Dictionary, it says a firm decision to do or not do something. Now, when you think about a firm decision, firm is defined as strongly felt, unlikely to change. So you got to ask yourself the question, if you've made firm decisions on being in real estate and for the reasons that are important to you, is it firm? Is it strongly felt? Is it unlikely to change? You know, for the past 4 weeks, Russell, myself, and Patrick have hosted a number of panels, comprised of members who are senior members who have been at it for a while. And one thing that Russell and I agree on in our observation of how the panels have gone is not one single time have we ever recognized, noticed, or could acknowledge that any of these, the seasoned veterans who started just where you are, ever changed their mind about real estate. Sure, they knew that their performance wavered, and they knew that real estate was tough, and they even knew and acknowledged that it was daunting. But they made a resolution, a firm decision to do or not do something. A firm decision, strongly felt, unlikely to change. So you've got to ask yourself the question as you head into 2013. Have you made your New Year real estate resolution? What have you decided for yourself in this game? What have you asked of yourself in this conversation called real estate? What is it that you want to be counted on for? What do you want to have? Now, most people, and I've shared this in Toronto just recently, most people, according to our good friend, Kevin O'Leary from Dragon's Den, who has millions of people writing him every week, and he admitted to me just recently in a conversation as he shared from stage, he said, most Canadians, when asked the question, what do they want for themselves and their lives when it comes to investing their time, money, and resources, they want freedom. They choose freedom. And when you look at the definition of freedom, freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without restraint. Without restraint. Now remember, without restraint. Now restraint is a condition that keeps someone or something under control or within limits. And that is what and why people got into real estate, isn't it? That's why I got into real estate. I got into real estate because I didn't want to work for anybody. I don't want to be told what to do. I want to make as much money as often as I want on everything I want. I want to be able to work hard and play hard. I want to be able to have control, absolute, unwavering, and inarguable control over the way I spend my time, money, and attention, on where I focus my energies and invest my resources. I don't want restraints as in punching a clock. I don't want restraints as in this is all I'm going to have and so therefore this is all I can get. I don't want those restraints, and that's why you're in real estate. That's why you chose real estate. That's why you're here and on these calls, because you are looking for the tools and you're looking for the power and the motivation and the inspiration to have the restraints that the past have on you so that you can move forward uncontrolled, without limits, and without restraint. So when you make your New Year real estate resolution, you've got to ask yourself, what restraints do I want to be freed from? So when you ask yourself, I want freedom, ask yourself these three questions. What is the freedom for? What is the freedom from? And what is the freedom to? So said in a different way, when you ask yourself freedom for what, providing what, it'll be coming in the form of providing what? Providing what? Cash flow for what? Is it for the kids, for the education, to be mortgage-free, debt-free? Is it providing the freedom for the opportunity of, in fact, leaving that job or avoiding the golden kick in the butt, what we also know as the golden handshake? Is it the freedom from? The freedom from restraints such as? And a lot of times we see debt show up here. A lot of times we see the dead-end job show up here. A lot of times and sometimes we see bad relationships coming to an end because financially people are depending on those because they're depending upon those. Don't know, but what is it for you? Freedom from what? And then the freedom to, the most freeing place to be. You know, as the Belize is the place in 5 years from now that you can see yourself in, perhaps it's the freedom to experience that. It's the freedom to do what you want, to have what you want. Or the freedom to, in fact, live life fully, however it is that you define that. To live your values, to grow your values, to contribute in however way you want. So when you look at the idea of building your New Year real estate resolution, you've got to know that you've got to choose something to live into. You've got to choose what it is that you want in your life. So most people, when they in fact make a New Year resolution, it's to usually give up something. It's usually to quit smoking, lose some weight, get in shape. But I don't believe that we ever really truly want to give up anything. I would much rather invest the energy, resources, and mind power in giving into the idea of having something way more pleasurable than trying to avoid pain. If by far Tony Robbins, as he once taught, that people are way more committed to getting away from pain faster than getting into pleasure. But we're different. You're a real estate investor. You're an entrepreneur. You're someone who understands that you are the pilot of your own plane. You are the captain of your own destiny. You are the CEO of your own life. You are taking a stand to have the freedom for things that are important from the things that you don't want, and the freedom to do what it is that you know you're capable of and wish to do more of. So for this particular call, for this last call of the year, for this conversation on the edge, on the last moments of this day of 2012, I want you to head into the new year, making a commitment to making a New Year real estate resolution. What do you stand for? What do you want? And if it's for freedom, then it's going to be the freedom for what? The freedom from what, and the freedom to do whatever you want. And that will kick off 2013 in the most masterful ways ever imaginable. Russell, back to you.
Wow, another fantastic message. As good as every other one in the year, maybe even a little bit better to end the year off. You always step up on the big occasions, don't you, Rich?
Well, you know, I can only be counted once a month for such big occasions.
That's right. So what does New Year's look like for you, Rich? Are you a person who likes to celebrate with people, or are you more introspective and reflective on this time of year?
Well, it's a good question. I usually, and have been for the several years now, especially since my son, who's now six, I typically spend it with him. I set the clocks back, so 9 o'clock in my household is really now 12 o'clock. So we'll count down the clock at about 8:59, and so everyone can celebrate and say Happy New Year. And then once I put my little guy down to sleep, I typically spend that time just really gravitating towards getting centered. You know, I can absolutely share with total embarrassment that I've been a bit of a loner when it comes to a New Year's Eve celebration these past few years. It would typically be surrounded by friends. There would definitely be no family. But those who I really are counting on, in the spirit of partnership and the spirit of empowerment, people who I love and call my friends, are usually around me. And then once they leave, I typically will pour myself one favorite drink. I don't mind admitting it. For me, it might be a scotch. It might be a tequila on the rocks. Very high grade, something I'll sip and treasure. But I'll spend typically about an hour. And in that hour, I'll do three things. I will reflect on the most magical moments of my year. I'll think about coming together with Dawn and the Rain Group and each and every one of you members. I'll reflect upon my relationship with the Miami Heat and winning a championship ring. I'll reflect upon my business initiatives with my partners, David Franklin and Daniela Yamundo, on the U.S. Property Shop, and think how grateful I am for its progress. And I'll reflect upon having launched a new book with Wiley called The U.S. Buying Guide. I'll reflect on these things. Then I'll turn grateful. I'll begin to really center my energy on being so grateful for all the people that are in my life. And I'll think about them as like they flash in my mind. And there's dozens, hundreds, between buddies like Norma and my good friend Jim. I'll think about the people across the country in Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver and Toronto that we touch, Russell. And I think about all the members that come up to me and share with me their Belizes and their challenges and where they're stuck. And all those things will run through my mind. But third and most importantly, as my drink just wanes down to its final last sips, just as my hour is about to come to an end, as I know I just really truly get grounded in that final few moments that are the most important, is what am I committed to? How do I raise the bar for Richard Dolan? How do I really step up? How do I get to be better, be greater, be grander, be a better man for each and every one of our members, each and every one of my friends, each and every one of my family members, and each and every person that's counting on me to inspire and lead and empower them to be the person they hoped to be? How do I be more? And I just center all my energies into that last final train of thought. And that's my hour. That's my final hour of how I would typically wind down a New Year night.
Wow, what a magical time that is, and I think everybody should build that in, that magical time. And you really have had a great year, haven't you, Rich?
You know, I really have been blessed. It's been a magical year, lots of change. We've opened up a new office, we've expanded with new staff, and you know, you got to think, you know, as much as I want to celebrate all these wonderful things, what I've done with the Miami Heat and what I've done to get that championship ring and what we've done to win the Real Estate Investment Network club and group of the year from the Canadian Real Estate Wealth Magazine, all these things are because we've chosen as a company that we're going to take a massive stand for being the first and only, the best, an industry in category of one. And we're taking the country by storm. And it's very indicative that, you know what, for anybody who can ever imagine that a lot is impossible, it's not true. Everything is possible. And just take a look at this year for RAIN and how it's grown and expanded. It's strengthened and deepened. And I'm really a proud member of the team that's making that happen. So indeed, Russell, it's been a real magical year for all of us.
And I think one of the things that you can take be very proud of is I believe you have elevated the experience for everyone. And I'm speaking very personally for myself as well. You've elevated this experience that I'm having as a manager of this company and also as a real estate investor across the country. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Russell.
And I'm Russell Westcott, thanking each and every one of you, RAIN partners on the line. It has been an incredible year, and I'm wishing you all the best of success, and I'm looking forward to talking to you same time next week, and actually it would be next year. So have a wonderful New Year's Eve, everyone, and we'll talk to you very soon. Bye for now.